This is Blind Cool Tech for Thursday, March the 12th, 2009. If you have any questions about what I'm going to be discussing, I will give my contact info at the end of this podcast. Hello everyone, my name is Dion Walker and I am from Kenton, Ohio. And I thought I would record a podcast today about something that is very dear to me in that I am a musician. I'm not a professional musician by any means, but I like to play keyboards, sing, drums. And I also like to play an instrument known as the talkbox. That's right, the talkbox. Now, some of you may be asking in your minds, is this related to autotune? The answer to that would be no. Autotune is a piece of software that you manipulate with sighted assistance, and you can sound like T-Pain or Akon or other artists that have used autotune, as well as Lil Wayne. The talkbox is something very, very, very different. The talkbox was actually, and still is, in my personal opinion, one of the best instruments, because you have to really get it to work and you have to get it to do what you want to do. Of course, autotune, you just sing, and basically autotune is just a pitch correction tool. That's all autotune is. We're not going to be talking about autotune today. We're going to be talking about the Rocktron Banshee Talkbox. Rocktron is spelled Rocktron, Banshee, Banshee. That is the Rocktron Banshee Talkbox, and that is what we're going to be talking about today. The Rocktron Banshee Talkbox, for those of you who have some sight, is in a metal casing that is black. There are three knobs on the front as well as a switch. Also, the tube, which is 6 feet long, goes into the top of the talkbox. So the tube would go from the talkbox up the mic stand into your mouth. You don't have to secure the tube to the mic stand if you do not want to. You can actually hold the tube between your teeth, which is actually what you do, or have the mic stand secure the tube so that all you have to do is put your mouth over the tube. You do not sing with a talkbox. If you are doing vocal tracks, you must record them on a separate track. So if you are recording, you must have one mixer channel dedicated solely for the talkbox, and the other mixer channel devoted solely for your vocals. The three knobs from left to right on the Banshee talkbox are your volume control, which basically turns the box up and down, your tone control, and your gain control. The gain will also affect how loud you play. There is a switch on the talkbox that will bypass the talkbox effect solely to your amplifier. So if you are playing a keyboard per se, you will only get the keyboard sound through your amp and not the talkbox. The talkbox sound, when you press the switch again, will go into the tube. Now, the switch is controlled by your foot, and it is in the middle of the box. There will always be, for those of you who have some sight, a red light on. If you hear sound coming through the tube when you first press the switch, that means you are in talkbox mode. If you press the switch again, you are not in talkbox mode. You are in amplifier mode, which means that basically you are going to be playing your keyboard through the amplifier if one is hooked up on the other side of the talkbox. Now, what the talkbox comes with is a power cord and the box itself. You must buy a patch cord sold separately. You can pick those up at Walmart or Radio Shack if you have one, or even Best Buy. The patch cord that you will need is a quarter inch to quarter inch patch cord. The patch cord hookup is on the right-hand side. So if you go from front to back on the right side of the talk box, you will feel a huge indentation of a plug. This is where the first end of your patch cord goes. You plug that directly into the talk box, and then if you feel on further back, you will feel the power jack for the power adapter. The other end of the patch cord goes into your keyboard and or bass and or guitar, and you set the volume of your amp for your output device, meaning if you are playing a keyboard with this and you switch it later to keyboard, you set that so that way you're not blowing your amp's speaker in any way, which would be a bad thing. Now, the nice thing about the Rocktron Banshee that I do like is that it comes with a preamp. In other words, the horn driver, which is commonly known as, is built into the talk box, so you do not need to buy a separate amp to power the talk box. A lot of talk boxes, you do have to buy a separate amplifier to power it with a mic. This you do not. It's already preamped, it's ready to go, you just plug it in and play. On the left side of the talk box, you will feel two more indentations that require a quarter inch to quarter inch plug. One of them is a amplifier jack, and the other one is a speaker cabinet jack. Now, this basically means that you can practice with a speaker cabinet, and you will have to check the wattages on your speaker cabinets so that you don't blow your speaker cabinet driver inside the speaker, because you don't want to do that. That's very, very bad. Now, with the talk box itself, you can crank this thing as loud as you want it to be. A lot of guitar players that use this crank it to full volume. A lot of guitar players will not crank it to full volume. It is up to you. Also, if you're playing a bass, it's the same principle. If you're playing a keyboard, it is the same principle. I'm going to talk about hooking this up to a Yamaha DX27 keyboard. That is actually what I have sitting on my lap right now. The power is off to the keyboard. These are pretty old models. The Yamaha series, the DX series anyway, was done in the early 80s, from about 83 to about 1992. They started, of course, with the DX7, then it went up to the DX11, then we had the DX21 and the DX27 and the DX100. The DX100 has 49 keys. The DX27 and 21 have 61 keys. Everyone is using the talk boxes now with a new keyboard that's actually been around for quite some time called the MicroKorg. And those are about $300 or more, depending on where you go to buy these. The Rocktron Banshees, of course, are still available. They're available on Amazon.com/access. That is www.amazon.com/ACCESS/. This is basically a text version of Amazon.com's website. The Rocktron Banshee talk boxes are $150 to about $200. Some of them go for $250. Now, there is a new model of the Rocktron Banshee called the Rocktron Banshee 2. The Rocktron Banshee 2 does a lot more than this particular model does that I have in front of me. The Rocktron Banshee 2 has some reverb effects. You can do some flange effects and things like that, but I don't have that kind of talk box. I just have the original one that is just your standard talk box. Now, you may be asking yourself, how do you use a talk box? As I said, there is a black tube that is 6 feet long that has a sleeve on it. So you put the sleeve of the tube into the talk box itself. Then you put the tube into the sleeve. This basically catches all the saliva and junk like that into the sleeve and does not damage your talk box. You run the tube up to your mouth. If you are not using a mic stand, you run the tube up to your mouth. It's 6 feet long, and you can make some interesting sounds with it, of course. I've been playing the TalkBox now for about 4 years. I've been playing since 2005. My influences were the late Roger Troutman and his son, the late Roger Troutman Jr., who passed away in 2003. Roger Troutman Jr. used a Rocktron Banshee because he did not know how to make his father's custom talk boxes. He used an Insonic keyboard to get his different patch sound than his father's. His father, the late Roger Troutman, used a Yamaha DX100 in all of his recordings from 1992 to his death in 1999. Roger Troutman Sr.'s first talk box was the Golden Throat. He used that from 1980 to 1989. The keyboard that he used was the Mini Moog from 1980 until 1989. Then he started using the Yamaha DX series. He used the Yamaha DX100 particularly, and that's what everybody is trying to scramble for these days. As I said, though, you can recreate the same sound with the MicroKorg. Those are going to be about $300, and they're very, very expensive. Are they hard to operate? In some cases, yes, because you will need some sighted assistance, as I don't know how those operate. I've heard videos on YouTube, but I've never really sat down and played with one myself, per se, so I've stuck to the Yamaha series. You can program the Yamaha series keyboards for the TalkBox sound. Again, you will need sighted assistance, and you will need some MIDI cables. You hook one end of the MIDI cables into your computer through the USB port, and for those of you who know about MIDI, you hook one end of the MIDI cable, let's say MIDI ins, you hook that into the MIDI out, and you hook the MIDI out into the MIDI in, and you can get a free program called SendSX, that is S-E-N-D-S-X. It's a free program. You use that, you set your device, and then you load the TalkBox settings into the computer. Once that's done, you turn off the memory protection on the keyboard, particularly the Yamaha DX27, which is what I'm going to use since that's what I have. You turn off the memory protection in the Yamaha DX27. You'll need someone to tell you on the Yamaha side when the data is received. Once that's done, you turn on the memory protection again, you hit interplay, and there you go. You have a TalkBox setup. Now, I mentioned interplay. The interplay button is the eighth button. If you go to the first set of buttons, you'll have two buttons on the top. So what you'll do is we'll just describe this keyboard in detail. That way, I'm not having you go from the beginning of somewhere into the middle of nowhere. On the top of the keyboard, there are two wheels. One wheel is the pitch wheel. The second wheel is the vibrato wheel. Past that, you will have two slider knobs. One knob is for your volume knob, and the other knob is to either A, tune the keyboard, or B, transpose the keyboard. And when I say transpose, I mean that you can actually bring the keyboard into other keys. So right now, my keyboard is in C. So if I knew how to transpose the keyboard, I could bring the keyboard into a B, a D, a G scale, an F scale, and so on. Now, there are some buttons here on the keyboard that I don't understand, so I'm not going to get into those. However, I will say that the two buttons on the bottom past the slider knobs are the plus and minus buttons. These are either A to confirm a choice or B, set a patch in the keyboard that you have programmed. Now, if you go above the plus and minus buttons on the right-hand side, up above the plus button is a master tune button, and that is actually good. So let's say you're playing the song More Bounce to the Ounce and you want to get the perfect pitch. You'll want to tune the keyboard to that pitch. So what you do is you'd press master tune, then you'd hit the number 1. Then you would use the slider knob to get to that pitch, or you can use the plus and minus buttons. And I should actually correct myself right here and now. The master tune button, if you go to the top row and then the fourth button over from the left, is your master tune volume. Then you'd go past two more buttons, which are your sound banks, banks A, B, C, and D, and you'll hit the number 1. There are 24 sounds in all the sound banks. So they're labeled 1 through 12 on the top and 13 through 24 on the bottom. There is a screen on the Yamaha DX27, so if you do have some sighted assistance, they can read you the information that is coming across on the keyboard. The patch cord goes in the back. Now I'm going to start from right to left. On the right hand side, you have the power switch. To the left of that is the power adapter. This obviously gives you AC power, which I'm sure everyone knows. Then the jack to the left of that is where your patch cord goes. That is where the other end of the quarter inch patch cord goes into your keyboard. Now, you do have a headphone jack as well, and you have another jack that is used for something, but I'm not really sure what that is. I've never gotten into the technological side of this keyboard too much. If you go further to your left, you will feel four ports. Two of these ports are for your MIDI in and MIDI out cables, and then the next two ports are for a cassette recorder. So you can save all of your data onto a cassette player if you have one that will record data from a keyboard. Now, Yamaha obviously used to sell things like this, but they don't anymore, due to the fact that these keyboards are old. Also, there is a jack that requires a 1/8-inch mini plug, and that is your breath controller. You can actually play real instruments, and you can play real instruments yourself and have the keyboard record them. The breath controller will record when you take a breath and things like that. Now, I'm going to get into, now that I've tried to describe the keyboard the best way I know how, and forgive me for being very, very nervous on my first podcast for Blind Cool Tech. I'm going to answer some questions here and now. At least one is, how do you play the TalkBox? And as I said, I asked this earlier, but I didn't really get into it. How do you play the TalkBox? Do you sing with it? Well, I said no. Do you hold your breath? You can, but if you know how to use your voice correctly, and you've taken voice lessons and breathing exercises and things like that, you don't need to hold your breath. As a matter of fact, it's not recommended, as you will eventually either faint or pass out. And if you're live on stage, you will be breathing very heavily because you've held your breath for so long. You don't sing with the TalkBox at all. You do form words with your mouth, but you do not use your voice. So the words that you want to practice with, they may have T's and D's and K's and P's. These are hard consonant words that you want to practice with. So probably the best example would be take a break. So when you use the talk box, it would sound like this. Without the talk box, I'm going to do it. With the talk box, I will do it here shortly. But without the talk box, it sounds like this. Take a break. So you hear the T, the K, the B, and then the other K for the word break. So I'm now going to turn on the power to the Yamaha DX27. And with the talk box, this is what it sounds like.
Take a break!
And I'll do that again, so that way you will hear that I am not using my voice. I'm forming the words with my mouth and tongue, but there is no voice involved.
Take a break!
And that's how that works. I will do it one more time, so that way you will hear again that there is no voice involved.
Take a break.
And I'm basically playing different keys in the C scale. That is the C scale, for those of you who are familiar with piano and or keyboard. Now, the other question is, okay, you mentioned pitch bending. Well, how is that done on the DX27 or any of the DX series or even the Microkorg? That I can answer. I can also answer the vibrato question, but I will answer the pitch bending question first. The pitch wheel can go in two positions. Towards you is down. Away from you is up. If it is in the middle, it's basically, there's no bending involved, and I will demonstrate that. First, I will say something when I bend the pitch wheel down.
Hi!
Now, that is with me holding the pitch wheel down. You have to press a key, plus hold the pitch wheel on your push, you know, have the pitch wheel on your finger and bend the pitch wheel towards you. So you're actually bringing it back. So now I will say something with the pitch wheel going up to the C scale. What I basically said was high, and it brought the C down to a B. Now I'm going to say something with the pitch wheel again, and it will bring the key of C back into its original pitch.
Hi!
That was the wrong key, but you see my meaning. And I actually played an F that time, and it actually brought it from a D sharp to an F. So we've brought that up, but yet you can still go up one more notch, and I will show you.
Hi!
That is with the pitch wheel all the way forward. Now, of course, I'm going to let go of the pitch wheel, and I'm going to show you vibrato. Vibrato, if you do not know what that is, it is when you hold a note like this, but of course you're not singing in a monotone robot sound. You sound like this. That is vibrato. You actually are giving the note some inflection and a little bit of flavor, and I guess you could say your voice is shaking on that note. The same effect applies to the talk box and the keyboard. It sounds like this.
Hi!
Now, there are some interesting things you can do with the pitch wheel and the vibrato wheel, and I'm going to show you a little fun example that I love to do when I play So Rough, So Tough. I know I'm going to play it in the wrong key, but I'm just doing this for demonstration purposes. So everything that I play here, you know, I'm sure you'll get a kick out of. I really hope that you guys get a chance to check one of these out. And as I said, I will give my contact info at the end of the podcast for you guys to contact me. You guys can certainly ask me questions about the TalkBox and how things work. But I'm going to show you a little thing that I like to do. I actually started doing this when I first got my Rocktron Banshee. The first keyboard I owned was actually the Yamaha DX100, and it was autographed by Terry Zapp Troutman himself. And he is a member of the Zapp Band, which is actually out of Dayton, Ohio. So I will do something with the pitch wheel and the vibrato wheel, as well as the keyboard now, doing some interesting voice inflections with the TalkBox.
Now wait a minute! So tough out here, baby. So rough, so tough out here, baby. So rough.
That's just something I like to do, of course. That's just my own little flavored ending to that. You have to get creative with the TalkBox. You don't want to sound boring to the listener. As I said, programming this is a bit tricky for those of you who are either visually impaired and or totally blind. This is one of my fun instruments that I love to use all the time. I do have a Yamaha DGX200, but I've never successfully been able to get the Rocktron to work with that keyboard. Something else I should mention, too, about the Yamaha series, there's a battery that's actually built into the keyboard, and any of the keyboards, I should say. It's a built-in battery. I believe it is a watch battery. I'm not real sure. I can check into that, and if anyone has any questions about that, I can let you know. Yamaha will repair these keyboards, but at a very, very high price. It's $90 an hour, so if you've got an electronic store that is an authorized Yamaha dealer, you might want to take it there and get your board repaired there. It's probably going to be a little bit cheaper in the long run. The tube, I should really specify about a couple of things. One, try to keep the tube as clean as possible. Two, don't let anyone else, of course, put this tube in their mouths unless it is sterilized. Very, very good. Three, saliva and spit can get into the tube, so it's probably good maybe once a month, if at all possible, or maybe even once a week. I'm really bad at this, to get the tube cleaned out. What you'll want to do is run some good hot water with some soap in it. Let the tube probably soak in there for about 24 hours. Then once that's done, rinse the tube out really good, and then let it air dry. And that won't take 24 hours. That might take a couple, maybe 3 hours at the most. Then put the tube back onto the TalkBox. I really wanted to specify that because a lot of people will probably ask, well, how do you clean the tube? Is there some solution you should buy? No, there's no solution. If you do not feel comfortable with the Rocktron Banshee tube, I understand. When you first get one of these talk boxes and you put the tube in your mouth, you're going to actually have a bit of a gag reflex for a few seconds because your mouth is not used to having something in your mouth unless, of course, it's food or something, and that's to be expected. How you place the tube in your mouth, how I do it anyway, is I hold it in between my side teeth on the front, in the front of my mouth, and of course I don't let my lips touch it unless, of course, I shut my mouth, of course. But that's how you do it. You want to hold your tube there with your teeth. Some people can still actually talk with the tube in their mouths. The late Roger Troutman was able to. I, of course, have not been able to master that skill. So there you go. If you do have any questions that I have forgotten to mention, or if there's just something you want to know in general, you can certainly get in contact with me. I'm more than happy to answer questions about this podcast that I've done for you today on Blind Cool Tech. I'm actually glad you enjoyed it. To get a hold of me, you can do so in one of the following ways. I'll give you both MSN addresses as I'm either on the laptop and or on the desktop. Please actually add both so that way I know that I've gotten your request. And please tell me how you got my MSN address so that way in case I forget somewhere down the line and I'm like, who is this person? I'll know, okay, they got it from the Blind Cool Tech podcast. My MSN address for the desktop is The Music Man. THEMUSICMAN, number 1, without the number sign, at JJHOF, as in Frank, .com. The Music Man is all one word, it is all lowercased. There are no spaces, there are no dashes. The MSN address for my laptop account is duyahns_laptop@jjhof.com. My Yahoo address for Yahoo Messenger is The Music Man 2004, and that is THEMUSICMAN_2004. There's no number sign. Again, The Music Man is not spaced. It's all one word. And the underscore or underline is shift and dash. And then 2004. My AIM address is M. Night Jones. I actually tried to get something for Knight Rider, but since all my ideas were used, that's what I came up with. My AIM address is M. Night Jones. That is capital M, capital K, N, I, G, H, T, capital J, O-N-E-S. And I'm also on Klango, which if you want to catch me there, just search for, because now I have to think of what my username is. It is The Music Man, and that is THEMUSICMAN. There's just no dashes, no spaces, nothing like that. I'm on Klango. I'm up there just about every day. So if you are subscribed through Klango and hear this podcast, go ahead and add me to your contacts. Again, just let me know in any of the messengers how you got my contact info. So that way, like I said, later on down the line, I'm not deleting anyone or I'm rude to anyone because I don't like to be rude to anyone. I like to make new friends, and that's what's important. You would like more friends than enemies, of course. I appreciate you guys listening to this podcast. Again, if you do have questions, the contact info's here in the podcast. The TalkBox is a really neat instrument, as I said. It's not like AutoTune. You have to really work to get your instrument to sound as good as you want it to.
Is that true? Oh, yeah. More bounce to bounce. Baby, ooh, yeah. Ooh.
So there you go. That is the TalkBox. This is the Rocktron Banshee TalkBox. Again, you can buy the Rocktron Banshee TalkBox just about anywhere. Musician's Friend would probably have it. Guitar Center or Sam Ash would have something like this. As I've said, guitar players do use it. Amazon.com/access. That's www.amazon.com/access. /Rocktron/ would have this talk box. All you would do is just type in Rocktron Banshee, and you'll get a listing for it. The Yamaha DX27 that I'm using, you'll have to get on places like eBay or even Craigslist. I've actually seen Yamahas on Craigslist for very reasonable prices. The MicroKorg, again, I don't know how the MicroKorg works. I've not really seen them in action myself. I've heard videos, but that's about it. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I'm sorry that I'm very nervous about this, but I do hope that you guys will contact me about any questions you may have, and I will answer them to the best of my ability. Thanks very much, and have a great day.
Bye-bye.